Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Brigham Hoig, and of course she is the Cass County Wellness Coordinator as well as Produce in the Park Manager. So good morning to you, Brigham.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. A number of exciting things to talk about, and at the top of my exciting list is that Cass County received the Healthy Hometown Award last week. Tell us just a little bit about that. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. No, this is a huge deal. I am just so excited to talk about this. So Cass County was recognized as one of three communities across the state as a Healthy Hometown Powered by Wellmark Award. And this just really says that over the course of the last year that we were making progress on making our community a healthier place to live. What else would you like to know about?
Well, I think it's pretty neat that along with calling us that comes a $5,000 check.
Yes, exactly. So we do get $5,000 to spend on some health or wellness initiative in the county. And I think that is great because, you know, it's just money that we can use for whatever we find important to us.
And this really was, you can correct me if I'm wrong, submitted as a form from Healthy Cass, the organization that's been around for a long time, but it's become much more active in terms of health in the broad picture, not just nutrition or not just activity, but health in the big picture.
Yes. Okay. So I do want to clarify there. Healthy Cass County is integral in making sure that there's connection for folks working on health across the county, but the application was specifically submitted for Cass County at large, not just Healthy Cass County.
Yes. And that's also important because the other two winners, I believe, were Waverly and Waterloo, which are, of course, cities. I mean, we look at the competition here, but we submitted as county. And I think that earned some points.
Yes, I do too. Yes. I think Cass County should be really proud of the cross-county work that we do on collaboration.
So we'll be seeing, I'm sure, Brigham, because when that $5,000 check comes, some decisions are going to be made to how is the best way to do that. And, of course, there are lots of players in this. I mean, we have to give a shout-out to Bryant Rasmussen and the whole Parks and Rec, other people around the county. I mean, there's so many people involved, and you just brought that together to make that submission. Somebody has to make that submission. So thanks, Brigham.
Yeah, well... Yeah, you bet. Part of my job. Happy to do it.
Yes, very good. Okay, well, there are a lot of other things we could talk about, and let's talk next about something coming up on Friday that it does involve health and especially food.
Okay, yes, it's actually Saturday,
but
the Anita Town and Country is doing one of the USDA Farmers to the Families Food Box giveaways. So there have been a couple of these throughout the county. They've been, I believe, both in Atlantic in the past. So this is exciting. Anita Town and Country is hosting. It's going to be at the Anita Community Center this Saturday, the 27th, from 12 to 1, or as supplies last. It's drive-through. These food boxes contain fresh fruits and vegetables and most likely dairy and meat as well.
Okay, and there are no requirements for you. They're not checking out anybody on, you don't have to have any forms or anything to take. You just be there. And
absolutely. That's it, yes. And you do not just have to be from Anita. It's open to surrounding communities and towns as well.
Okay, again, that's 12 to 1 this Saturday at the
Anita Community Center.
All right, very good. So, let's hope folks have that on their calendar if they need to get some additional food. Okay, next on the list is something pretty new related to our whole health plan, and that is the opportunity for an AmeriCorps worker. So what's that all about?
Yes, okay. So you may have heard of Grow Another Row last year. It's a program to get growers and farmers to grow a little bit of extra fresh food to donate and share with others. So that program went really well, and it made a big difference in getting good food to people across Cass County. Well, now we've been selected to have an AmeriCorps position in the program coordinator role for Grow Another Row. So this would be a paid position. We're looking to fill it as soon as possible, approximately full-time from March through November. But hours vary a little bit based on when food is ready. So, you know, probably busier during late July and August. But this would just be a fantastic opportunity for anyone who's interested in making sure that we've got fresh food accessible to people across the county, to be organizing volunteers and helping to make sure that food gets to people who need it.
You don't have to be an expert in growing food.
No, certainly not. I'm not an expert, and I was doing that last year.
Perhaps if there was an expertise that's really important, it's organization and the ability to work with other people.
Yes, yes.
So how do people apply?
Okay, so you're going to want to go to the Cass County Extension website, and then you will find information from there. I also just shared the position on Healthy Cass County's Facebook page. You can click to it from there as well. If you have to, just call the Extension office at 243-1132.
And there is a payment. I mean, it is a paid position, and the people I've talked to previously who have participated in AmeriCorps always have good things to say about their experience in terms of work, in terms of community. And so if there's somebody who's looking for a little extra money and has some time and loves to work in the community, go for it.
Oh, I said, great. You know, one other thing I need to put a shout out for is this is going to be a pretty COVID-safe position. I mean, you're getting food, primarily outside, moving food. But when I was working with this program last year, you know, everyone was very safe. And I'm just thrilled that we've got this position available right now. I think it's going to be so exciting. So I'm happy to talk with anyone curious about it.
Yep. And often we think of AmeriCorps, or I think of AmeriCorps, as being mm-hmm. young people just out of college, for instance, or just out of high school. Mm-hmm. But there's no age limit or preference here.
Oh, no, absolutely. It would be a great position for someone who's retired or someone who's just, you know, maybe you've been at home with your kids for a while and you're like, hey, I need to do something else for a bit. Yeah, I think it would be great for almost anyone.
All right. Okay, moving on, since we're talking about overall health here, this one relates mm-hmm. more to activity, being active, and there's an outdoor recreation survey.
Yes. There is. So this survey is going to help make plans about outdoor recreation opportunities in Cass County, and it is really important we get folks to take it. I am going to point out that Nishna Valley Trails is offering a $50 gift certificate to the Cass County restaurant of your choice, and we're going to be drawing someone from everyone who submits the survey. There'll be a winner drawn. So to find the survey, you're going to go to www.casscountyia.gov. So that's the county website, casscountyia.gov. And you scroll under notices and you'll see the outdoor recreation survey.
Okay, on Cass County, we spell out county also, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Cass County.
C-O-U-N-T-Y.
Okay, casscounty.gov under the
CassCountyIA.gov, mm-hmm. and it's under the notices section. Another mm-hmm. place you can find it, again, is on at Healthy Cass County on Facebook. I've got it pinned to the top of the page. So, again, that's Healthy Cass County on Facebook. And this is really for anyone who lives, works, or plays in Cass County. You know, you might say, hey, I'm not doing a lot of outdoor recreation in Cass County. Hey, we still want to hear from you, because then we learn about maybe why you aren't or what you're interested in.
And it is so important for individuals to say, my voice could make a difference. If people don't
yes.
answer, somebody's going to make decisions, and then you go, well, why did they do that? So get your
yes.
voice heard. And one
yes.
last thing we'll mention, again, that's activity. It's been going on the 120-hour program.
Yes, yes, 120 hours outdoors in 2021 challenge. So that is a collaboration between Cass County Conservation and Healthy Cass County to encourage folks to spend more time outside this year, which, again, COVID safe, and it's a great place to help your body and mind feel better. So if you're interested in that, You can contact Cass County Conservation, and again, also find information on Healthy Cass County Facebook page. But if you're tracking your time outdoors and you submit it for this challenge, you'll also be interested to win prizes from businesses throughout the community.
All right, something to do, folks out there. If you're bored and you say, I don't have anything to do, well, just check it out, because there are lots of things you can do and still be safe. So we want to thank you very much, Brigham Hoyg, for visiting with us this morning and giving us lots of opportunities. Until next time.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. A smile is the lighting system of the face and the heating system of the heart.